The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Trek Bicycle Store, Pensacola.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Yes, we are approaching the holidays. So I've been having fun this week asking each of my guests, what's your favorite Christmas song? And in the studio this morning, we were not listening to Queen, My Bicycle. But this morning, we were listening to, I'm not sure who this, the Kids to Go group or something like that. But he said, I said, what's your favorite Christmas song? And he goes, All I Want for Christmas is My Tune. I said, really? That was pretty good. And just a reminder, we Gulf Breeze News, Lisa Newell is always on the morning show once a week, and they have the best issue that comes out, and it's pictures of kids who need two front teeth.
Nice.
It's wonderful. They do it every year. It's a Gulf Breeze tradition, and it's just, I mean, and they do. They've got big gaps in their smiles, so I love that. So good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing this morning?
I'm in pretty good spirits. Today is pajama day here at the radio station.
I know. I didn't get the memo.
I feel bad now. I should have texted you. So everybody's in their PJs. So we have Howard Seaton. He's in the studio with us. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Meg. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
He's one of our account executives here. Now, he's in his pajamas, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good thing, but some, a little
some,
scary.
Some Yeah, there's a flap that I didn't realize when
oh,
I bought
no,
this
no,
pair.
No, don't say that.
But I've got scotch tape.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, well, you just stay very quiet over in your corner, Howard. So I can imagine that Trek Bicycles, this is your time of year with people buying gifts and wanting to know what to do and charities. And so tell me what's happening, Robbie.
It's been busy, definitely. You know, it's that time of year and we get to play Elves in the Workshop, for sure.
Yeah, I was wondering if your ears were starting to get a little pointy.
Yes, definitely. It's a great time of year. It's always a fun time of year, you know, because, you know, what better gift to get than do bicycle underneath the Christmas tree.
I don't know. I was somewhere when someone said, they said, what was your favorite Christmas present that you can remember? We were doing that. And that I remember it distinctly. It had the little, what are those things? The little tassels on the front.
On the handlebars.
On the handlebars and the little basket. Had a little basket in the front, all that.
And so. A lot of people also remember that. The seats that have the metallic flake and stuff in them.
Yes, of course. I forgot about those. Yeah. And then I had a little license plate, I guess. My dad got me that's had my name, you know, that you kind of attach to the back of the seat.
Yep.
Oh, my God. So I'm definitely dating myself now.
Not at all.
Well, one of the cool things y'all do, which I think is so smart, we talked about this last time you were here, is that if you did buy a bike for a kid or whatever, you assemble them and you'll hold them till Christmas Eve,
Christmas Eve. Yeah, we got a bunch of them in the shop waiting for Christmas Eve to come.
I love that. That is just the best.
So it's been, it's a lot of fun. It's been a great year. And, you know, just seeing all the different types of bikes that we've been assembling for just all the different age groups, which is always just so exciting.
Well, he's being modest here, but Robbie does a very generous thing with another partner. You want to talk about what you did this Christmas, or what you're in the middle of doing this Christmas?
We're in the middle of doing right now?
Yeah.
Yes. For the past couple of years, Jessica Lee from Kia.
Mm-hmm. I know Jessica.
Fantastic individual and just a great company. Great company, her and all of her associates at Kia. But they came to us last year and also this year, and they've donated 100 bikes to the Children's Home Society.
Wow.
And so we're lucky enough to help them get them and to be the elves and put them all together so they can deliver them to 100 children that need something this time of year, which is just fantastic.
That's fantastic, because those children, I mean, they were just going through a really tough time. I can't even imagine how excited they would be to get a bicycle.
Just got to see some pictures, and it's just that gut feeling. It just makes the hair on your arm stand up, and just, it's just so awesome.
Well, I've said this before, but I have a very dear friend who says it's in the expression of love that I am healed.
Yes.
And so when you don't expect anything back and you just do it because you see those kids' eyes light up and get excited, you can't buy that. It's just incredible. So thank you for doing that. Good
thank
for
her.
You.
Thank you. Know, and I'm just very grateful to be able to help out with that situation.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's just awesome.
So,
So you just got a few things going on, just building 100 bikes.
Yeah, just a couple, just 100 extra bikes, and did everything on top of that. But you know, the whole crew at the shop has just been fantastic. You know, staying late. You know, Bob's got up. I think he was there at 3:30 this morning.
Oh, bless his heart. Oh my goodness.
So yeah, so it's been a whole team effort, and
well, that's
fantastic.
Awesome. Well, so tell me a little bit about now. You're going to be open, obviously, till Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And then you do have some bikes still in the showcase. In the showroom. Tell me about some of the things you have.
We got extra bikes to make sure that we had enough bikes for everybody. So we still got kids' bikes available. We got adult bikes, typically.
You also have some cool accessories. So those are good stocking stuffers and things that you can put under the tree if you just got a bike for a birthday this year or something like that.
Stocking stuffers, you know, of course, my favorite thing, lights.
Lights.
To be seen. Helmets. A lot of people forget about helmets because, you know, one, the age of 16 and unders, by law in the state of Florida, is supposed to have a helmet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, growing up, I didn't wear a helmet.
Well, I don't even want to say, whole generation, we're lucky to be alive.
Yeah. And, you know, I see it every day. You know, people come in that have gotten in an accident with a helmet on, and it's pretty much saved their life.
So wow.
I'm a big advocate for bicycle helmets, for sure.
Howard?
So, Robbie, I was in there middle of the week, and there was a guy you were working with. And he came out. He had like a dozen or so helmets walking out the door. He either had a big family or he was distributing them. What was up with that?
He just got six bikes for everyone in the household.
Wow.
He had six bikes and he got eight helmets for a couple of the family members.
That's
awesome. He was stacked up so proud and different colors.
Helmets are cool now. And when I did my free e-bike ride and I got the chance to go on it, and Robbie said, "Here's your helmet." And I was like, "Oh wow, this is lightweight. I hardly noticed it was there." And because I remember the old days, you had this big old clunky helmet you could barely see out of.
Like an eggshell on your head.
Exactly, almost like a football helmet.
Like a Nazi war helmet.
Exactly. And so they're real lightweight and very flexible. I mean, they were cool.
They're comfortable.
Comfortable. Correct. Yeah, that makes all the difference. Very lightweight. I forgot that I had it on.
That's the biggest thing. If you forget you have it on, you got the right helmet.
That's right. So I completely forgot I had it on. So I got the chance to go on an e-bike, and when I had first heard that phrase, and I've shared this with you, I thought it was like an electric scooter kind of thing where you turned it on and you just buzzed around town, and we have those.
Correct.
However, this was a whole different experience for me. I haven't been on a bike in years, so my first attempt, I fell over, which was everyone in the shop was very gracious about. And then when I got on it and then we got outside, it was the coolest thing because the way that it works is you keep pedaling. I didn't realize that. So you keep pedaling, but it's almost like having a little button that gives you an assist.
Correct.
So when I hit the hill, my first thought was, uh-oh, we're coming up on a big hill. I'm going to embarrass myself because I'm going to get about halfway up and have to stop. And Rami said, no, do this. And I'm going up the hill, pedaling. It was
we're laughing, giggling,
freedom,
and just having so much fun.
It was so much fun, y'all. I mean, I'm telling you, if you feel like you're past your bike age, it's just not true.
Exactly.
I'm serious, because I'm not going to say what my age is, but I thought I was, and it is just not true. And the freedom I felt, and I felt like a little kid again, quite frankly, because I loved biking. I was a biker.
We all did.
Yeah.
A lot of people, we grew up around a bicycle.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And we're still able to do that. And, even though we have headwinds and hills.
Well, you have a little button for that.
And we have that little button for that. Exactly.
And that's why I like technology for that reason, especially. Yeah, that's amazing. And so someone, if they wanted to, if they had been thinking about it, they can come by the shop,
Come by the shop. I mean, test rides, like we talked about before, test rides, we look forward to doing a test ride with everyone that comes in the shop.
And it's really easy. You could ride around the neighborhood. Someone will ride with you, so make sure you're okay and kind of explain how it all works.
Explain how it works, how the functions of the bicycle work, and how the function of the e-bike portion works if we're looking at riding an e-bike or if we're looking at a road bike or even a kid's bike. We've done test rides with kids.
Yeah.
Making sure that we get the right size bike for the child to make sure the seat's height is correct and the stem length's correct and... it's easier for us to actually watch you ride the bike.
Right.
To be able to adjust things on the fly to actually make that test ride even better for you.
Yeah, no, that's great. We are listening to Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. This is Meg, and my guests in the studio are Howard Seaton and Robbie Mott with Trex Bicycle. So we're talking all things bicycle this morning. If you have a question or you want to ask Robbie about safety tips or possibly you're thinking about getting a bike, you can text that in at 850-437-1620, and I know he'll do his best to answer your question.
Definitely.
So some of the things that you wanted to talk to about this morning, we had touched a little bit on safety.
Safety for sure. And a lot of people were going to be getting bikes that were either shipped to them and were bought at a department store. The biggest thing that I say about that is just make sure all the nuts and bolts are tight and safe.
So I don't mean to laugh.
No, I mean, it is.
You don't want to.
We've seen some of them already come through the shop that people brought in to, for us to rebuild. And, you know, I'm grateful that they did because some of them weren't put together very safely.
Right. And, you know, I'm just kind of speechless because that makes total sense.
That
to
makes
me.
Sense. Yeah. So, you know, we don't want any accidents. You know, we don't want anybody getting hurt. So the biggest thing is if you just to check the nuts and bolts.
Right. And you're willing to do that for them.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't buy the bike
even
with
they
you.
Didn't buy it. Yeah.
So that's very generous to do.
So, you bring it in. You know, we've got just a couple of days left. We're at 5 days.
Gosh.
5 days left.
Yes. And today's the shortest day of the year.
Shortest day of the year. It is. Oh,
that's yeah.
Yes. Perfect. That means after today, well, you know, it's getting closer to springtime.
So then now it's going to switch. So we get out of this darkness.
Oh,
I can't stand the 5:30 pitch black dark.
No,
I feel like it's midnight.
I'm looking forward to daylight savings time to be over.
Especially when you can ride your bike then until 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Yep.
Which is really, really nice.
Yes.
What are some other safety tips? We had talked a little bit. I was sharing with him before we went on the air. Once again, I was driving on Scenic Highway at night, and there was a person on their bike. I almost hit him. And I was so, that moment where you go, whew, boy, I'm glad. Please, let's.
Clothing, bright colored clothing, you know, high vis clothing, orange, you know, like safety orange.
Well, isn't there the fluorescent glow in the dark kind of stuff?
Fluorescent lights. You know, we have jackets that actually, when light hits it, it's just like a big reflector going off.
Right.
You know, just reflective clothing.
But real lights too, right?
Headlights, taillights.
Yes.
You know, especially in the early mornings or in the evenings or at night, you're supposed to have a headlight and taillight because you are a moving vehicle. And the other thing is go with the flow of traffic.
Yes.
Don't go against the flow of traffic.
Yes.
You know, that's another big one that I see a fair amount.
Somewhere along the way, I got that message that we were supposed to go against. I don't know where that got that from, but you're absolutely right. You're supposed to go with the traffic. And then tell me about, as a driver, what do I need to do? Because the other thing is I've seen people like sort of follow the bike at 2 miles, 5 miles an hour, and that's probably not the right thing to do.
So, a bicycle is basically another, you know, like just like another car.
Right.
You know. As a vehicle, we're supposed to give 3 feet by law to a cyclist.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, if you get behind him, you know, gauge yourself so you're not right on his butt and just, you know, give him 3 feet when you pass him. Also for cyclists, you know, we're supposed to stay to the right of the road, but we also have the right to take up the lane in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also that.
So that's when you're turning left, at a stoplight or
like
something like that.
Turning left at a stoplight, or if the side of the road where there should be a bike lane, there isn't a bike lane, you know, we can take up the road for that.
So they still have the right of way.
We still have the right of way.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, we did get a question from one of our listeners. The question is, do you have reflective flags with a pole?
We do have. I think I have one or two flags, but they're not really reflective, that you can get a flag that is reflective.
Okay.
But a lot of them usually come on kid carriers and stuff and things like that.
For kids,
yeah. So it's very rare that we actually hear somebody wanting a flag for a child's bike anymore.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting because
that's a pretty good.
That was for years.
Yeah.
But that is
pretty standard.
I haven't heard of really anybody this year actually coming and looking for one.
Huh. Okay. But you could order one?
Yep, we can get them. I think we might have one kicking around the shop still.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. So did you hear that? They have one at the shop. Why don't you give the address of the shop? Trek Bikes in Pensacola. What's your address?
It is 701 East Cervantes, right next to Maria's Seafood, or a block away from Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay.
I know where that is.
I'm embarrassed to say I know exactly where that is. So they can come in and then check that out if they want to. If someone has a question, just text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. What are your hours now this week? Because you might have some last-minute shoppers who are going to want to come in.
So Monday through Friday, we're open 10 to 5.
This weekend, are you open?
We're open 10 to 4 on Saturday. And we're open till roughly about 3-ish on Christmas Eve.
Okay, very good. Are you open Sunday?
We're not open Sunday.
Okay, that's good to know. So you got to come in Saturday or Monday.
I get to go shopping on Sunday. Last minute Christmas shopping myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Oh, you guys are all alike. Howard, what's up?
So going through the store the other day, you're loaded. You've got plenty of nice bikes, color. I mean, I can see 20 in there. That's me. And accessories, and you seem to be very well stocked.
Everything you need, pretty much got right now.
Yeah. So it's good stuff.
And then, you can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. And then also, speaking of after Christmas, typically that's when we run our our New Year's special for maintenance.
After
the first of the year.
Very smart.
After the Christmas rush is over, and then it's time to think about the new year, getting exercise and getting out again.
New Year's resolutions. you decide to ride the bike every day, you probably want to get it checked.
Exactly.
If it's been gathering dust in your garage for a while.
So if you have an old bike that's going to need some repairs or just need a tune-up, you bring it in. We have we have specials after the first of the year.
Well, I think that's a great idea because everybody's New Year's resolution
is always revolves around a bike, too.
Absolutely. Okay, so you've got the Christmas bikes available still, so it's not too late to get one. You can they will pull it together for you, and you can pick it up on Christmas Eve, which I think is the greatest thing that I've ever heard. And it looks like we have another question. Let's see. I need a pair of handlebars that fits me on my bicycle, but I don't want to spend a lot of money on a new pair. Can you replace it with used parts? Replace things with used parts such as handlebars.
We don't have any really used parts, but you might not need a new handlebar. You might just need a new stem to bring the handlebars up higher.
Good point.
Bring the bike in so we can. Basically, have you ride it in the parking lot, look at what's going on, and just hear what's happening with you and why you're uncomfortable. And sometimes it's just a quick little fix, and out the door you go.
Well, I had to laugh because he was helping when I got on the e-bike, lifting the seat, lowering the seat, trying to get it to where it's comfortable. Just because you put it together doesn't mean that's right for you, because everybody's different height, they have different leg lengths, arm lengths, all of that.
Yep.
And so you kind of need an expert to put that together for you. So I'm sure Robbie would be happy to take a look at that for
see what's going on, because if the bike's comfortable, you're going to ride it more, and that's exactly what we want.
Absolutely.
More people on bikes and being comfortable.
So you think Pensacola will ever be a bike city?
We're working on it.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that.
A couple weeks ago, we had a bike clinic down at City Hall. That was great.
How many people showed up for that?
We had about 15 people total were in there.
That's great.
Police department there. We had... so we did an obstacle course in the parking lot, talked about, bike safety and how to wear a helmet correctly, and went through a bike ride through downtown.
Nice.
So it was a nice event. So we're looking to hopefully do that, come springtime again.
That sounds great. And during this time of year, there's still great bike paths you can ride.
I mean, this is a great time of year.
Yeah, because it's so cool and nice and
crisp. And
yesterday was gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. I mean, today's going to be gorgeous.
Yep. Just starts to get a little chilly for me.
A little chilly?
Just a little.
Just a sweatshirt and you're good. Even riding out at the beach right now is just spectacular.
Yeah. Talk about some of the trails that are in this area too, because we did get that question one time about a week or so ago.
We have, definitely riding at the beach, down Fort. If you haven't ridden out to Fort Pickens, down the
Gulf,
it's just spectacular.
And it's flat.
It's flat.
Just in case you're worried about hills.
But there are headwinds typically.
Oh, no. But
e-bike comes in handy.
That's right. That's where the e-bike helps you.
But we have trails up in Milton. The rails to trails up in Milton. We've got some rails. We have a bike trail out in Orange Beach. That's a fantastic trail out there. It goes around Lake Shelby.
Oh, how nice.
So it's, if you haven't been out there, You get to see ospreys. You get to see snakes crawling across the.
That I'm not excited about. The ospreys, yes. The snakes, no.
Sometimes I've seen alligators out there. So
okay. You just lost me. I'm going back over to Fort Pickens.
No, it's fantastic just to see all the wildlife that we have here in Northwest Florida. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Talking with Robbie Mott this morning with Howard Seaton. Robbie's with Trek Bicycles. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This time's already flying by, so talk a little bit about some of the things you have available, if someone's looking. How do you decide? I mean, someone might have a 14-year-old boy, let's say. So how do you decide what he should get? Should it be a trail bike? Should it be
a... Well, a lot of it has to, we just talk to the parents or, you know, even if the child comes in, just find out what kind of, who he's riding with, if his friends have bikes, you know, whereabouts... You know, they live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also takes an effect of what kind of bike that they might be looking for. And what, you know, is the family ride together and do they travel with it? Do they go on vacation with bicycles? You know, that'll determine
what the uses are going to be, how you're going to use it. Okay, I got another question that just came in. It said, when you started the business, why did you decide to go with Trek bikes? That's a great question.
It's a great question. Trek, one, is a privately owned company.
Mm-hmm.
And still been, they've been in the business since the early 70s, and they're still owned by the same family.
Right.
And what they do after the sale for the customer, the warranty issues, if there's any warranty issues you have, they're always going to stand behind their product. The warranties I've done for customers that have had bikes from the 80s and 90s,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the... product does warrant, their bikes are warrantied for life on the frames.
Really?
Yes.
That's unusual.
And they stand behind their stuff.
No,
I mean,
kidding.
I could tell you stories upon stories, but you know, a quick one is, you know, I had a head, one of the frame cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And from the early 90s, we'll say, it was the early 90s. And you know, they wanted to make sure that it was the original owner that had the bike.
Oh, okay.
So they brought a picture in and, you know, he bought the bike in the 90s for $1,200, and within minutes they said, yeah, he's got $1,200 of store credit to buy whatever he wants.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
After all that time?
After all that time.
That's really unusual.
So it's so easy to be able to sell a product you can stand behind.
Well, then what you're saying to me is I shouldn't have given mine away.
Because
I had a truck bike from like the 80s.
But yeah, 80s and 90s. They've been a great company to work with for many years, so...
Well, that credibility.
The credibility.
Accountability, all those things are so important. And so, they are a little bit more expensive than maybe some of the regular bikes, but there's a broad range of pricing, right?
Correct. I mean, you got bikes from, you know, $250 all the way up to whatever you want to spend. But the quality and just knowing that you're buying something for life, you're not just buying something for a year.
Has Santa placed his order with you?
He has.
No doubt. If you just joined us talking with Robbie Mott with Trek Bicycles, and I'm just so impressed because just talk again about what you were in the process of doing for the kids at Children's Home Society.
You know, I just want to say thank you to, you know, all of our customers. And, you know, and Pensacola is such a wonderful place to be. You know, I've been very fortunate enough to work with such great people. Like, we just had Marty Stanovich in here.
Mm-hmm. You know, so generous.
And I've worked with him with First Tee and a lot of things. And I'm mm-hmm. so grateful to be able to do that. Being able to work with Jessica at Kia, worked with Tim Chandler with, you know, Be the Miracle, you know, through the years. I've worked, you know, with the Rotary Clubs and things. And just Pensacola is such a great giving city. That I wouldn't know where else I'd want to live except for here.
Well, I have a little criteria when it comes to businesses that I go and that I shop with is that I want to be sure that they're giving back to the community, and so there's no doubt in my mind that you do that, and I think that makes a difference because we're all helping each other.
That makes a huge difference in helping everyone and just being able to share and just the happiness that we have here in Pensacola.
It's a beautiful place to live. It's an even better place to bike.
we're working on that every day, for sure.
All right. Well, we're down to our last minute or so. Anything you want to leave folks with this morning?
I just want to say, you know, one, thank my crew at the shop right now. They've been just awesome group of guys. And, you know, if you ever need anything, they're always there to help. And thank all the customers and all the cyclists out there. And, you know, just... You know, watch out for cyclists when you're going down the road.
All right.
And everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Howard, Robbie, thank you for coming in this morning.
Robbie, great working with you in 2024.
Sounds good.
Let's look forward to a good 2025, okay?
2025, for sure.
There's still time to buy a bike for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes after the news on News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk.